We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike D'Attilio along with the legendary Herb Tyler. How about that, Herb?
Man? I like that.
That's how they you'll be able to sign them checks.
Legendary.
HOF at the end.
That's right.
I told that to Frank Monica. He got into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. I said, you sign them checks, HOF at the end. He said, man, I'm to the point now I ain't signing no checks.
I'm signing no checks.
And so, again, we want to thank Gulf Coast Bank and Trust for being our presenting sponsor. And we're live at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit. Lunch crowd kind of suffered out a little bit, but we got a nice little group here right now.
Yep.
Eating right before the Nicholls State LSU game. So if you want to watch the game, you can come here to watch the game if you don't have tickets. They got, man, TV screens, about 16 of them all over. You can watch the games here that are playing, and you'll be able to watch LSU Nicholls State. If not, you can listen to it right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor of Map Construction, Map Build, Build Beyond. Herb, one of the things I brought up to Tim Rebo when we had him on during the week is intimidation factor. Sometimes, you know, a smaller school go into Tiger Stadium, they've never played in that type of environment. And he said, Mike, I think we'll have a little bit of it, like anybody would playing at Tiger Stadium. But he said so many of these young men, we brought it up with JT, that 93 guys from the state of Louisiana, a lot of those guys have played up against or been teammates with somebody that's on LSU's team.
That's right.
And so he said, I think that that factor is always there a little bit, especially early on. But, you know, you sort of playing with colleagues or guys that you have went up against. He said, I don't think it's a major factor. Now, he said, no, talent is one thing, but the intimidation factor of playing in Tiger Stadium, not so much.
I don't think it's you know what? Let me say it like this. It depends, because even though they played with or played against, they haven't played with or played against collectively like they are.
Yeah.
That they're going to see tonight. And so being intimidated, you're going to be intimidated because of the sheer
the
size
atmosphere.
Of the building and the atmosphere and the people and the music and now the new lights, the new scoreboard. I mean, it's going to be crazy in there. But I think that Coach Rebo will have those guys so focused on trying to not beat themselves, right, and play the game that they know they need to play to get ready for the Southland Conference, that I don't think it's going to be an intimidation factor. I just think it's sure going to be talent that's going to
show. It's the separation.
It's going to be the separator right there at the end of the day. So, I can remember going into Florida Stadium and being intimidated. They had Danny Waffle. They had Ike here. They had, you know, Fred Taylor. They had Jacquez Green. They had and they had everybody you can think of. And I walked in that stadium. I'm like, man, this is intimidating. And then, you know, and you see them, they've won 30 games in a row or whatever it was at the time. And it was difficult. And we went in and it lasted for two plays. That's it. Once you get punched in the mouth one time, you're ready to roll and you can play your game and then move on from that. So the intimidate, all the butterflies and all that stuff, it happens right at the very beginning of the game, one to three plays, if you will. And then after that, it's just the game. And the separator is actually the talent and then How do you just take pride in who you are as a player? You do your job, as Sean Payton used to always say, you do your job and the guy next to you does his. Collectively, we've all done our jobs and we should be good. And that's the thing.
One of the things, Bobby says this all the time, and he makes a lot of sense with it, that even though you might not be in the starting unit or you with the twos or the threes, hey, when you're in the game, you're a starter.
Yeah.
That this is how they judging you.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no lollygagging around. Come on, you out there. You got a job to do. Do it, because it's the only way for you to move from being maybe a second team guy or maybe even a third string guy to be a first team guy. And I think for a lot of the young guys, come on, you're a freshman at LSU. You ain't never sat the bench in your life. Never.
Yeah.
You've never watched from the sidelines. And so this is your opportunity to make an impact in a game like this.
You know, Bobby's absolutely correct, and it starts at practice. So anytime you're playing and your hand is in the dirt or you're on the field when the play is there, you're a starter. No matter where you are on the depth chart, you're playing. You're that guy right now. And then when you talk about a game like this, this game is important for those second, third, fourth team guys, or those guys that are teetering between first and second team. Very important to show what you can do in live action.
Yeah.
And it's more mental than it is physical. As long as you're in the right place, then you can physically turn a corner and be wherever you need to be at that point. Now, I remember when I was coming up at LSU and I had to sit behind six other quarterbacks at the time. and it lasted all of 6 weeks, right? So in my mind, I'm thinking, man, I'm never going to play. But what I did was I took practice very, very seriously. I took the scrimmages very, very seriously. So I took it so serious that the ones on defense would tell me all the time, man, why are you going so hard? Yeah, I'm like, you already have a job. I don't. I need a job. So this is why I'm going hard at practice. And then 7 weeks later, here I am, the starting quarterback for LSU, and no one in the world ever thought I would be. But here I am. And then 4 years later, you know, second winning quarterback, all this other stuff, whatever. As you say, legendary. So, but what it started is, it started out as me taking a moment to say, I need to perform at my top level at practice at whatever play it was. And then my first game was against North Texas, which was a smaller tiered competition, if you will. But I didn't look at it like that. I looked at it as, man, it's my first time in Tiger Stadium to play with my brothers and sisters, or my brothers right here, and to try to create some kind of magical atmosphere. And what I did was I just played within myself, played my game, threw three touchdown passes, ran for one, and we blew them out of the water. But at the end of the day, it was just play within yourself.
I asked Pete Jenkins this. I said, man, how you lose out on getting Herb Tyler? You were at Mississippi State at that time. Yeah. He was like, Michael, let me tell you something. I didn't lose out getting Herb Tyler. Herb Tyler picked LSU, but I think he had picked LSU long before I started recruiting him if they offered it. That's where he was going. So he said, hey, don't pin me with I lost
him. Right.
I said, no, you were recruiting him, so you take the L. He said, okay, I'll take the L. But I think Herb was just – his deal was, I want to go to LSU.
Yeah.
They offer, that's where I'm going. I ain't going to Mississippi State.
I really love Mississippi State and the atmosphere there. I just didn't like the drive to get there. There was nothing around it. I mean, what is going on here? But here's the thing. Pete Jenkins was great and Jackie Sherrill was great. And I thought Mississippi State was wonderful. However, I really wanted to go to Tulane, and I wanted to be under Buddy Tevens.
Oh,
I really
okay.
wanted to go to.
Was but Frank Monica there?
That's Frank was not there. No.
Frank wasn't there. Okay.
I don't think Frank was there. But what I ended up doing was, my dad told me I couldn't go to Tulane. He wanted me out of New Orleans and wanted me to go somewhere else. And so I ended up going to my first choice before LSU, it really was Oklahoma State.
Oh.
But then I decided, I said, you know what, I want to stay in state so I can be an hour away from home, be home but still be away from home. So I ended up staying at LSU because I loved Eddie Kinnison and the way he ran that 100-yard punt return back, and the uniforms and the way it looked on them. And then everybody else, Kevin Falk, Rondell Mealy, Todd McClure, Booger McFarland, all those guys committed to LSU. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do the same. Marquise Spears, all those guys. So I ended up doing that. They all played in the All-Star game at the Super in LSU Stadium.
At Tiger Stadium, right?
I wasn't picked, selected
what?
For that.
You didn't get tricked?
I have no idea. I'm still wondering what's going on. So I went in there with a chip on my shoulder. Like, I'm going to show everybody what I'm made of. So, you know, that was a little fuel to the fire, and this is where we are. So that's how we got to where we are today.
Gotcha. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're at 3535 Perkins Road, Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit us. They got great food and drink specials here at Acme. And also, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Map Built, Build Beyond. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottillo along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road at Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit. And we got a situation here where you can watch the games on 16 surround sound TVs across Acme Oyster House inside. You can watch all the football games here. If you're not going to the Nicholls State LSU game, which you can hear live right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app, you can come here and watch the game. And again, we want to thank Map Construction as our presenting sponsor. Herb, one of the things that happened, man, you're not supposed to, I think, get too close to players, but you know, you're human, you do. We can see what happened with John Emery Jr. John of Destrehan High School, man, you talk about a big-time recruit. John was it. And he could have went anywhere in the country, decides to go to LSU, and he just had a myriad of sort of bad things happen. If it was injuries, the COVID, family with COVID, and also he had a little issue holding on to the football. But to see him go down in practice, and now he's lost for the year. LSU's paper thin at the running back position because you got Josh Williams and so certainly Caleb.
Yep.
The young pup got to play now. Caden Dunham is going to have to play. But then the decision was made that they're going to move Juwan Johnson, yep, who was an unbelievable high school quarterback.
Yeah, he was.
And now he's going to play some running back for LSU. He was on Sports Talk with me, and he said, man, I'm so anxious to go to LSU where I get to concentrate on playing cornerback. But you never know in life kind of what situation happens. So now he is going to – because one thing with Brian, he plays running back by committee. He's going to get some touches.
You know, the crazy part is I think everybody's saying, well, where was Caleb Jackson last week?
Yeah, I say that too.
I mean, you know, and I'm talking to one of my buddies, and we're talking about something. And he's like, well, maybe he can't pick up the blitz. I said, well, don't put him in there when they pass the
ball. That's when they're running. We good.
I mean, what you doing?
That's what I would do.
So some of those plays that John Emery made, if Jackson was in the game, if Caleb was in the game, he probably would have took it to the house. I guarantee you, just the way his hips are and the way he can move. Because John did a great job of what he did, right?
John's a vision runner. He really is. He's a vision runner. You can see it.
And coming off of that
injury, ACL.
He just wasn't himself.
No.
But that being said, you know, you have –
and your heart goes out to him, too.
For the second one.
Oh, my God.
Man, look, he's going to have another opportunity to come back. I hope he does.
I hope he does.
And I think he'll be fine. I hope he gets an opportunity to play in the league. I think that, you know, when you start talking to everybody behind that, or behind him or the next guy up, you know, you got to go back. You got to go back to last year where Trey Holly got into trouble, no longer is on the team.
Man.
He was the guy that flashed last year who could have made a difference, but he's not there anymore. So now you fast forward to this year, and you got Caleb, you got Dunham, you got
Josh, Caleb, Dunham, Caden,
that's right.
And now Juwan.
So I think Juwan it's going to take Juwan some time to really get into that mold of a running back and understand what it is that's going to be asked of him, because he was playing DB the whole time. So now he's got to switch focus, switch mindsets. He's got to learn offense. He's got to learn all kind of different things. But if you just give it to him, spoon feed him really slowly, just give him the ball in space, and let's see what he can do, because I know he's an athlete. He can run the football.
Can he run?
He can run with the football in his hand. That's the difference, right? People can run straight speed and they can be fast and they can move. But this guy can move with the football in his hand, side to side.
Because you played quarterback and you ran. But taking it from where he's taking it from instead of under center or in the shotgun is different.
It is. But it's not too much different because, remember, he's used to being 5 yards in the backfield anyway.
Yeah, because he always played in the gun.
That's right. So it's that. But once the ball is in your hand, it's just the ball is in your hand.
It's instincts and vision.
That's right. Now, what I never understood, even they having last week, you hand the ball off. Is the play supposed to go in the two or the one, the three, or the five hole, whatever it's supposed to go? There's nothing there. Why are we running into the backs of the linemen? Tell me, you have to be able to have vision, like you were talking about with John, to be able to see maybe I can bounce this out just one more hole to the left or cut back one hole to the right, then, you know, you find some daylight somewhere to create something out of nothing. Now, you may only get 1 yard or 2 yards, but you're not getting stuffed in the backfield is the thing. And I never understood that. So I'm hoping that, one, the guys up front can push some people around and open some holes up. Two, that the guys that are getting the football can have the vision and the understanding and the athleticism to be able to maneuver to get around whatever's happening. And I think Juwan is going to be special if they get the ball in his hands in space once or twice a game.
Give him that pitch.
Yeah.
And let him turn the corner where his instinctive notion to hit the open field and then his foot speed and his vision takes over.
That's right.
Because he did that in high school. Okay. He did that a lot of times. Oh, he's going back to pass. And then, okay, I see that opening. Oh, that guy's not open. Oh, I'm taking off. Good luck trying to catch him because he's got another gear that he can kick to out in space.
And look, he's a guy that can actually change the game.
I think he can.
Yes.
Herb, great to work with you again.
Yes,
I want to thank Jeff Palermo for filling in last week while you were coordinating and supervising out in Las Vegas. And glad to see that you made it back with all your money.
Well, I didn't make it back with all of it. They got
some of it. Okay, some of it. So
I didn't give it away, but they took it, though.
Oh, that's always the case. I want to thank everybody again here at Acme Oyster House. Always treat us great here. Come on by and visit them. 3535 Perkins Road. Also, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Tiger Tailgating sponsor, and we thank them along with Map Construction, Map Build Beyond. Hey, we'll be back next Saturday, and we got two versions of it. We'll start at 7 a.m. next Saturday. We preview in LSU Tigers, South Carolina, 7 to 9. And then Herb and I will be back with the post-game version of this.
That's right.
In between, I think 4 to 6 next Saturday after LSU plays South Carolina. Keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870 WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.